writes that in response to your letter dated December 1st, that you got a Rosh Hashanah greeting, and you're asking, maybe this letter was intended for somebody else who has a similar name to his, because till now he never wrote to the Rebbe before. So how would the Rebbe write him a note? So maybe somebody else has a similar name, and he got somebody else's New Year's greeting card. He was supposed to go to somebody else. And the Rebbe says, okay, although you're actually correct, but still, since everything is with divine providence, supervision, specific supervision of above, so the Rebbe says, I pray that all the blessings should be fulfilled amongst the blessings which all Jewish people wish each other. So it was a mistake that you got it, but he prays that it should be fulfilled. And it's known, the story of the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch, that our Father in Heaven, when he sees the good relationships and the good blessings that Jewish people bless each other, that adds to God's blessings. On top of that, he fulfills the blessing we bless each other. Hashem adds blessings. When he sees us getting along and blessing each other, Hashem blesses us even more. Similarly, as a father to children, by people, that when a father sees that his children get along, that there is a good relationship between their children, this causes the father lots of nachas ruach, lots of pleasure, greatly. And then the father adds with his gifts to these sons. If he sees children getting along, he gives them extra to these children that are getting along. So when Hashem sees that we are getting along and we bless each other and we care about each other, then Hashem adds his blessings. It is my hope that since, as you write in your letter, he says, Alisi artso lifnei eser shonim, I went up to Eretz Yisrael, he made Aliyah 10 years ago. So for sure, the Rebbe says, you putting in an effort to your abilities and what's up to you, that this should be a true elevation. He says, he made Aliyah, he went up to them, but this should be a true elevation, which means an elevation of the soul through becoming more and more closer to the goal of this elevation, which is the blessed Hashem who gave the Torah and the mitzvah. So the Rebbe says, you make aliyah to Israel, you got to make an aliyah to Hashem, become closer to Torah and mitzvahs. And Hashem is infinite, and there is no limit, so you can keep on always making aliyahs, you can keep on going higher and higher. And through such a lifestyle, which fits the Hashem's instruction in his Torah. Torah comes from the Lashon language, Hoirah, means lesson. You become elevated in the path that goes up to Hashem. So you're always being elevated when you do Hashem's Torah and mitzvahs, brings you closer to Hashem. And the Rebbe says, take a look, that even in all the people of the world, what do they call? What do they call Israel? They call it the Holy Land. Everybody refers to it as the Holy Land because of the Beis HaMikdash, the sanctuary, and the holy places, and the holy happenings that took place over there. And what is holiness is, as the Torah says, when you live within Israel, a life of Torah. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and all the above in the name of the Rebbe Secretary. So this person got the Rebbe's New Year's greetings by accident. It was meant for somebody else, but he writes to the Rebbe. He probably maybe the other person is going to be missing his. But the Rebbe says everything is by divine providence. So the Rebbe utilizes this, that first of all, to bless him that the blessings in there should be fulfilled. But he tells him that when people get along and they bless each other, that adds to the blessings of Hashem. Hashem loves when people get along. And he writes to the Rebbe, he made Aliyah. The Rebbe says Aliyah means really also spiritually to getting to your ability to make it the true Aliyah, following the guidance of Torah and mitzvahs, which have no end, and going up over there. And the Rebbe says, everybody calls it the Holy Land. What makes something holy? If you live a life of Torah. Rebbe, bless him for good news.